everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, 'cause he's got...
Hey guys, welcome back to the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Allison. I hope y'all are doing well. I kind of been releasing episodes in like 2 week increments this last while, mostly because it's summer, maybe because I'm lazy, I don't know, but I'm going to try to be better about being on time every 2 weeks. Yeah, that's something I really want to focus on so that you guys have a definite time of knowing when episodes are going to come out and be prepared for that. Know when to refresh your podcast apps. Also, I'm challenging myself this week, so bear with me. I'm going to try to not edit this podcast at all. What this means is I may sound like an absolute idiot a few times during this podcast. And if that happens, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to see what it's like to not edit even a little bit. I normally go back and listen to the whole thing and like edit if I say ums or buts sometimes, but this is going to be full of ums and buts, and I'm embracing it, and I hope y'all will stick with me and download the next one. Also, on top of all those things that I just listed, I'm by myself today, so I'm literally talking to myself in my bonus room about Jackie, Ethel, and Joan and their relationships. So, this may be literally a disaster, or maybe it'll be some kind of wonderful stream of consciousness that it'll need to be a normal thing where I don't edit. So anyway, just bear with me. I'm going to see how it turns out, and we will, you know, see what happens. Also, I put out a poll on Instagram today asking you guys if you wanted to maybe see my face and do some Instagram lives where we chat and ask questions and everything. Because I feel like there's quite a few of you that if you follow me on Instagram, like I know your faces now and like correspond back and forth with you and have fun like chatting and catching up and whatever about different Kennedy facts and stuff. So it's gotten to a point now that I'm kind of like, I want to have a moment where we're all together like in one space and chatting, and you know, I won't be able to see you, but you can see me, and then you can ask questions and kind of familiarize ourselves with each other, I guess. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But I don't want to get on and it only be like two people watching. I would rather get on and it be like a planned thing where there's actually people watching it at that time. So if I decide to do that, so far the poll is definitely leaning with a yes. I got one no, which actually made me laugh because, I don't know, I thought it was funny, but at least he was honest. But if I'm going to do that, then I will let you guys know. I think I might do it this next week, just for fun. Just for the hell of it. Okay, so I'm going to get started, I guess. The reason I came up with this topic is because I watched, which I have no idea why I didn't already see this movie. I mean, literally, I open up my Fire TV or my Apple TV, depending on what room I am in, and I say Kennedy's into it and literally scroll pages and try to find documentaries I haven't watched. Like, yeah, I sound pathetic, but that's fine. Anyway, so I do that normally, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Women of Camelot, Jackie, Joan, and Ethel came up, and I knew it was a book, and everybody's like said for me to read it. I have not read it yet. I was like, oh my gosh, a movie I have not seen, and I had to give it a shot, so I did. So it inspired this podcast. The movie was semi-atrocious, to be honest, and semi-not really historically accurate in probably moments that weren't that important. Like, I noticed in the intro, like, Joseph P. finds out that Kennedy won the election, like, not in the middle of the night, and, like, just during the daytime as the family's all together in Hinesport, and that didn't happen. It was like literally late at night when the polls released and stuff. And then also Clint Hill in the movie meets Jackie for the first time on the beach. That didn't happen. It was in her house on Georgetown Avenue. So anyway, it's little nitpicky things that I probably honestly shouldn't even know the facts about. Like, my husband was watching it with me and was like, oh my god, you know so much. It's actually a little crazy. And it really is. Kind of makes watching subpar movies not enjoyable to know the little nitpicky things. But anyway, I digress. I watched it. It was entertaining. The Jackie looked pretty spot on, in my own opinion. So did the Joan and the Ethel, honestly. And it did give me some insight into their relationship dynamics to each other. I already knew some things, especially about Ethel and Jackie, that I've picked up on over the years and read about. But it was kind of cool to see a deep dive into Joan a little bit more, because I really only knew she wrestled with addiction and kind of knew her around the Chappaquiddick time, but not really past that. So it was interesting. Anyway, so movie starts. Starts out by learning that Jack won the election, blah, blah, blah. But something I thought was interesting between Jackie and Ethel that I really didn't know, and I did research it afterward to make sure it was historically accurate, because I was like, as I said, there were moments that weren't. But this was actually true, and I did not know it, shockingly. They met for the first time at a St. Patrick's Day party that Ethel threw at Hickory Hill, and Jackie came as Jack's girlfriend at the time. Like I said, they had not met. Ethel kind of had a little bit, it seems like, from different accounts. She had a little bit of jealousy towards Jackie, which I don't know how anyone, unless you were just so incredibly secure in yourself, could be in the room with Jackie Kennedy and not be a little insecure, because I would be, but, you know. So Ethel kind of had a little bit of that. All the guys thought she was such a babe and all the stuff, and obviously, she had it all together, knew 50 million languages. Like, I mean, it's just like she was like an alien, like out of this world. Good. So Ethel kind of had a little bit of like not really loving every aspect of that to begin with. But anyway, they're at the St. Patrick's Day party and she requested everyone wear black. And Ethel came out in this very, for lack of a better term, gaudy green emerald dress. Jackie thought it was ridiculous. She never thought Ethel had any style. So Ethel comes down and then Jackie, they meet, didn't really get off on a good foot. And then Jackie faked a headache and left. So not the best way to meet your future sister-in-law, in my own opinion, but that's how they met. So not too great. They seem to get past it. Ethel throughout their entire relationship threw digs. And I've read multiple accounts of this. Like she would just throw some digs at Jackie to make her feel like crap. And I don't know. I don't hate that about Ethel. I don't think that she was trying to be mean all the time. I think that she's just a very strong, very bold woman. And I find myself to be that way. I'm not mean. Like, I would never try to hurt somebody's feelings. But I find myself to be very honest and dry and sarcastic. So I almost relate with Ethel in that way. I think that she definitely had that persona. And, like, there was this one part of the movie that I've read about this a million times, where Ethel, like, makes fun of Jackie's the size of her feet because Jackie wanted to be a ballerina, and she says, you literally have boats for feet, like, stuff like that. It's so mean, sounds bad to recollect, but it was just Ethel being Ethel in the, like, witty, kind of funny way that she was. But sometimes, you know, after we've all had it, like, friends that pick and pick and pick, and then after a while you're like, okay, shut up. So Jackie kind of got that way with Ethel, where after a while of her just continuing to, like, grind on her nerves, Jackie was like, enough, like, you're driving me nuts. So they kind of had that kind of, seems almost close, like, real sister banter of, like, going back and forth and being able to get over it really quickly. Joan, let me introduce her into the story. She, I think she was the last to marry one of the brothers, so she and Teddy got married after Ethel and Bobby and Jackie and Jack. She was fairly timid, kind of lacked confidence in herself, even though she was beautiful and had a wonderful personality and everything. She just didn't really command the spotlight. She didn't really want that in her life too much, and she was timid of it. She, throughout her life, and I've read this from multiple sources, definitely leaned on Jackie for advice, counsel, and a shoulder to cry on. She would call her, you know, in times that she felt like she needed to confide in what it was like to be a Kennedy wife, which was one that was literally, you know, cheated on and had busy husbands and never saw them. And, you know, the Kennedy men just had this way about them that wasn't necessarily the most nurturing marriage to be in. And I think Joan was a little blindsided by that more so than the other wives. The other two, I feel like, really knew what they were getting into. And I think Joan had a true, almost naive love for Teddy. That sounds bad to say, but you guys know what I mean. Where she, I guess she didn't think that the transgressions would follow through the bloodline to Ted. And she was a little taken off guard by that. So she and Jackie had a very good relationship, and she had a good relationship with Ethel as well. Ethel, though, had probably a little more so of a hard time with Joan because she's so strong and, like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps strong. And Joan kind of needed that nurturing side, which I think Jackie had both of. She had the nurture and she had the strength. So I think that she and Joan were definitely closer than Joan and Ethel. And I also think that they shared a better sister bond than Jackie and Ethel did to each other as well. Until, obviously, their husbands were assassinated. That had to have bonded them in some form or fashion, just from understanding each other. So anyway, they went through, obviously, the assassination. Ethel offered for Jackie to live with her, tried to reach out to her and be good to her, and Jackie needed to be alone, did not want to live at what was literally a zoo, at Bobby and Ethel's house. They literally had a zoo of animals that were allowed inside of their house at all times. That would drive me absolutely insane, but to some people that's like heaven, so... Anyway, I'm not a huge animal person, so that would make me crazy. I wouldn't want to live with that either, but they, you know, whatever. If you have a zoo, I commend you. That's great. But Bobby and Ethel had a million kids, too, and Jackie's trying to, you know, cope and grieve and everything, and Ethel got her feelings very hurt by Jackie turning down the offer to come stay at her house after the assassination, but they got over it as they did everything. And then on to Aristotle, Onassis. Joan didn't have as much of a part in this part as Ethel and Jackie had back and forth to each other. But Ethel and Jackie did not agree on Aristotle at all, which is, this is interesting to me. I'm going to dive into my own conspiracy theories, I guess, here. I'm pretty positive, as I've stated in the last, I don't know, a few episodes back, I'm pretty positive that Jackie and Bobby had an affair, as most people are if you read anything. I mean, it's pretty obvious. So you would think that Ethel would be like, yeah, go marry Aristotle so you're not, or go be with him or whatever so you're not around my husband, but she wasn't. She didn't love Aristotle. And as I stated before, too, in a previous podcast, Jackie kind of toyed with Bobby and Aristotle back and forth for years. So I guess it was during that time, obviously, that Ethel would be like, why are you with him? And then Bobby's assassination happened. And then after that is when Jackie did marry Aristotle. And Ethel, of course, still didn't support it at that time because she just thought that Jackie was to be always a Kennedy. Ethel never remarried, never tried to. She was tried and true to the Kennedy clan and didn't think anything different. Joan as well, actually. As far as I know, she may have remarried in the late 2000s. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, up until like 2000, I know because it said it in the credits and I did research this, but I did not look to see if she's married now. I don't think she has. I don't know. But she, up until like the early 2000s, she still was not remarried to anybody after her and Ted's divorce. So, they were just Kennedy women through and through, and Jackie was kind of quick to move on, and not really in normal terms. I mean, it had been 5 years since Jack's death, but she was ready to get out. She didn't want to be a Kennedy anymore. She once was quoted saying, and I might butcher this quote, I don't mean to, but she basically said, someone said, but you're held on such a high standard and such a pedestal. And Jackie said, it's very lonely and cold up on this pedestal. Like, she did not enjoy it. As we all know, she did not enjoy the spotlight whatsoever. She needed to get out and have her kids safe and everything. So she went for it. She went with Aristotle and didn't listen to Ethel in that way, or the rest of the Kennedy family, or the rest of America, really. So let's switch over to Joan now. Sorry, I might be going too fast. I don't know. But anyway. Joan, at the time, she was suffering from, she had a few miscarriages. She was going through a really dark, depressing time in her life. Mostly, I would say because Ted was probably a really hard husband to have, difficult to live with and everything. And she was also battling, alcoholism. So she was really having a tough go at it, but she, started helping Ted campaign for the Senate. And she killed it. I mean, she did great. Like, she was such a bold, wonderful personality out, in the spotlight. Like, they did not think that she would be so good, and she didn't think that she would be either, but they ended up saying that she was their secret weapon, much like they had referred to Jackie as their secret weapon as well back when she was helping Jack campaign. So Joan turned out to be really good for Ted. She sometimes would kind of say things she wasn't supposed to. One time she referenced that Jack had a bad back, things that they tried to keep out of the media. But all in all, she did a really good job campaigning for Ted for the Senate. She, as I stated before, was self-conscious about it and stuff. But yeah, I mean, she just knocked it out of the park. So let's speed up a little bit to Bobby's assassination. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm jumping all over the map, but hopefully you guys are able to follow me. I don't know. I don't have anyone here to banter back and forth with, so it makes it kind of hard to stay on task. But bear with me. I'm doing my best. I'm not editing it. I will not. So, let's fast forward to the assassination, or rewind, or whatever is next that I should be doing. Afterward, Chappaquiddick happened, obviously. We all know that story. If you're listening to this podcast, you're bound to know it. If you don't, then I will actually be highlighting and researching and deep diving into that with my next episode. So, I hope you'll tune into that one. But Joan, after that, I think had an incredibly hard time trusting Teddy, which who wouldn't in the world, seriously. She really was drinking too much. They were kind of separated. A lot happened. Later on down the line, they're kind of, you know, they weren't really closer together or much anything, but later on down the line, he tried to campaign to run for president. And that round, when Joan would chime in and hold his hand and try to be there for him and whatever, even though she didn't really feel like she wanted to be there, you know, she was kind of talked into it because she was Kennedy wife and they needed her to look, make him look good and everything. She, in a few interviews, really botched it for him. She said quite a few things, I don't know, just kind of backpedaled and would kind of step over her words. She just didn't make him look very good, which is unfortunate, but she didn't. Of course, how could you? After all that whole thing, I mean, God, I mean, what she was working with, how can you blame her? And then also, Teddy, after that, really messed it up for himself, too, because he did an interview where he couldn't even answer the question, why do you want to be president? Like, it was just not going to work out for him during that time period. So, that fell off. They got a divorce. The rest is history. She remained close to Jackie forever. Until Jackie's death in 94, they were very close. They always confided in one another and had each other's backs, which I just think is so sweet. And, you know, Ethel did too, which I think, especially if Bobby really was with Jackie, how on earth could you, you know, stick around? I don't know. The Kennedys had a really weird, like, sexual dynamic as far as, like, cheating and being okay with it and still being able to be in the same room with everybody. Like, I don't get that, but, you know, I don't even know how they did that, but whatever. So Ethel was fine with it, kind of excused the behavior, I suppose, and got over it, especially after the assassination. Jackie was the one that actually pulled the plug on Bobby and told the doctors that it was okay for them to take him off life support. Ethel asked her to make that call because she just couldn't do it. So they still had this incredible bond, even though, you know, things went cray for a while. So that's, I just don't understand it, but whatever. So I'm glad they did have the bond, though. And Ethel stayed very close to Jackie until her death as well. And, of course, Ethel is still alive and Joan is still alive, too. So they're all just so unique in and of themselves. And there's something so beautiful and strong and interesting that they brought to the Kennedy family, each one of them. You know, Jackie was this just ray of elegance and class and wit and beauty, and I mean, just was the perfect first lady and presidential wife, and honestly family member and mother to her children as well. Ethel was strong and funny and tough and had a freaking zoo in her house and would play touch football and just would say all the things and have everybody laughing and stuff, and she brought that part to the family that was so fun and entertaining and lively and somebody that you would just want in the room at all times. Joan was gorgeous and you know, was just strong in her own right, but had this tender and very nurturing side to her, even amidst her struggle. She brought a real elegance in and of herself to the family that I think was so, you know, beautiful too. So I just think that the three of them together were dynamite, especially during the time that they were in the White House and a little bit beyond, basically the 60s, you know. Together, they really did make up such a interesting part of the Kennedy family. So I just wanted to touch on that after I had watched that movie. Again, don't really recommend the movie if you want to watch a good movie, but if you like the Kennedys and you don't really care if it's good quality or not, go for it. Just watch it. It was entertaining. It's a two-part thing. I actually paid for it. I had to buy it to do it. Jeff walked in the room and I was like, okay, I did it. And I just bought it. And he was like, oh, great. I got to sit and watch this for 3 hours or whatever. But it was entertaining because I do love the Kennedys and, you know, he does too. And he can say what he wants, but he liked it. So it's fine. Next time I will talk about Chappaquiddick. I'm actually really excited about this one because I've never really done a deep dive into research about it. I've watched the movie and seen it here and there on different interviews and things, of course, or documentaries and stuff. So, of course, I know the story, but I'm going to really dive into it and talk about it. So I think it'll be a pretty entertaining episode, and I hope you'll join me. If you're not already following me on Instagram, go follow me. It's at KennedyDynasty, and I put out really good pictures on there, if I do say so myself. Quotes, dates, locations, all the things on the Kennedys. Check out my shop if you haven't yet. It's in the link on my Instagram bio. Really cool designs and t-shirts and sweatshirts and all kinds of different things. I have a background in marketing and graphic design. I would love for you to check them out and order some. That would be great, especially during this pandemic. I could use some of those orders. So, I guess that's all I've got. I'm really not going to edit this, guys. So you really got to hear my full stream of consciousness, all the ifs, ands, buts, and likes, and everything between. So I hope you still like me after this. And if you don't, enjoy your next podcast. So I'm going to do a live this week. I've decided in this last little while. Yeah, I'm for sure going to do it. I will let you guys know when that will be. I will post about it. So hopefully you will mark your calendar and tune in, and we will just have a great old conversation about the Kennedys. So I will see you guys next time, and I won't see you next time. This is one of those things I would have edited. I will talk to you next time. Forgive me. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to edit it. Okay. That's all I have. Goodbye.
Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy. Keep America strong. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling up. Kennedy, he just keeps rolling along. Vote for Kennedy.
The Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio vs. the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains. We'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio vs. the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.